Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan's here. Marcia's a long-time member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of the Egan Group, a certified business coach, author of Inbox Detox, among others, and she's our good friend. Marcia, welcome back.
Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. What you got on your mind today? What's going on up there?
Well, one of the things I was thinking about with a lot of small business people is they do a lot of talking, and they have great ideas, and they tell people what to do, but for some reason, the action is not taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe we could talk a little bit today about how to turn not just thoughts, not just words, but turn all that stuff into things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but there are lots of people out there who do a lot of jawboning and
mm-hmm.
nothing really gets done. They talk about what they should do and why didn't he get that done? And you know, many times I just like to say, you know, stop talking about it and just go
and do
something.
Well, so, I've known people who consider themselves to be entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
But all they were entrepreneurial talkers. You know, they didn't actually pull the trigger. They didn't have some of these people I've known had actually had great ideas.
Oh yeah.
But one or two things, they either didn't have the guts to pull the trigger, or if they pulled the trigger, they didn't have the ability to manage it, to actually, you know, make it happen. They didn't have the problem solving skills to make it happen. And you know, those are people that they need a little help.
Well, exactly. And I love your little expression about entrepreneurial talkers. But there are a couple little things that people can do to make sure things start moving forward. And that is to actually say, what am I going to do today?
Mm-hmm.
Not what am I going to write down. What am I not going to just put on my to-do list? But at the end of the day, what am I actually going to do?
What was produced at the end of the day? Did we move, to use a football metaphor, do we move the ball down the field at all?
That's exactly right. And even if it's just an inch, they've done something instead of talking about it and lamenting that things aren't getting done. So I like to recommend to people that they actually make sure, I say action Jackson. You know, what action are you going to take today, not tomorrow, not next week, but what is one thing you're going to do today? And if you do that every day, that ball gets rolled down the field a little bit better.
You know, Marcia, I grew up on a farm, and I was around my dad and my uncle and my grandparents over the years. And one of the terms, I don't remember where it came from, but it was used all the time around in my world. They called it making a showing.
Oh, okay.
Make a showing.
Okay.
In other words, at the end of the day, you'd come in from whatever you've been doing, and somebody would say, "Did you make a showing today?"
Well,
and if somebody looked behind you, could they tell that something actually got done?
Exactly.
You know, did the post holes get dug? Did the trees get cut? Did the hay get hauled? You know, what did we get out of you today?
That's exactly right.
And all my entrepreneurial life, I've never gotten rid of make a showing.
Well, and that talks about the accountability at the end of the day. And that's a really, really great way to kind of look back and say, did I get it done? And one of the other things that I like to suggest to people is when you're targeting what you need to get done, make it quantifiable. It's don't say, I need to get some work done today.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to say is, I need to make 3 phone calls today. Something quantifiable.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, even if you only make 2, you probably made more than you would have.
Well, and every salesperson, every grizzled old salesperson knows that you know, selling is a numbers game. And now how you get those numbers have changed in the age of the customer. Those have changed, but still, you've got to start out with 10 prospects on Monday who can buy from you to wind up with 1 who will actually close on Friday.
Right.
And that's the thing. Every day is different, right? It's Monday. If it's Monday, that means I've got to have 10 prospects. Or if it's Monday, that means next Monday I've got to have 10 prospects from work today. And if it's Friday, that means I got to close somebody today.
Exactly. And so, action in most cases requires some kind of number.
And mm-hmm.
Some kind of metric. A metric.
Yeah.
And that way, if you say, I'm going to make 3 phone calls today, there's no doubt about what, you know, when you're looking back on it at the end of the day, did I do it or didn't I do it, and what do I need to do differently? So that's a good way to look at it.
Right. I agree. I like the way you're thinking. And you know, it's one of the things that you've got that helps people get make this happen, especially in the world of business, is or how they get stuck, is they have a problem making decisions.
Well,
don't you think actions
that.
actions are a result of a decision?
Yeah, many times, and that's very true. Another thing that I actually work with people on when they're procrastinating about something, you know, an example might be, I need to get new tires on my car, but it just moves forward on the list,
mm-hmm.
on the list, and nothing happens. But that's not what they really need to do. What is the first next thing that needs to happen for them to get tires on their car? Well, my brother-in-law has got some new tires. What I really need to do is call him
mm-hmm.
and find out where he went. And then that becomes a real actionable, you know, it's call Joe, my brother-in-law.
It's a process. It's a decision-making process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And so I like it when I see people taking action rather than just jawboning about it.
Right. No, absolutely. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and I want to talk, see if we can't head this in the direction of priorities. How do we establish some priorities after this message? These messages. Marcia, I need your website, please.
MarciaEgan.com.
There it is.
MarciaEgan.
Check it out, folks. We'll be right back with Marcia. I'm Jim. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.